Mayor Jim Tipple, first of all, the zoning change turned down, and I'm sure that this is a project that has both supporters and opponents, and we heard a lot of them on council tonight in a full house speaking against it. What's your view on the vote on the zoning for Bridge Street Quick Trip?
It's, for me and the city, this is very disappointing. This is an economic development project that would fit, and a lot of people brought up some very interesting points. But, you know, it's a terrible message to send to the development community that we can pick and choose which developments we like and do not like. Quick Trips are located in neighborhoods. They're convenience stores of match. We've got them all over this town and any town. And a lot of cities would give their eye teeth to have a development like this. And it's, to me, not only from the city standpoint, for me personally, I think it's very, very disappointing date in the history of City of Wausau.
So I was listening to the discussion. It sounded like a couple of council members, including Mr. Melky, tried to get an answer on who else might develop that property, but nobody really had that answer, did they?
No, there is no plan. You know, at the 11th hour, people came up and said this is what it could be, but nobody even came to the city to even say that it was a reality. So the responsibility of the council was to, you know, vote for it or against it, not look forward to what may be happening in the future. This land's been vacant since, as Alderman Brzezinski said, since he moved to town in 1968. It is now 2014, and we had an opportunity to put something on the site, and we passed on that, and I'm not sure how long it'll take to develop that area, but hopefully something can happen soon so we can increase the tax base, because that's really what our job is, not as alderpersons, as mayor and city staff, is to increase the tax base, and today we missed an opportunity to do that.
Several communities, I've heard them say that the bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, and this one definitely got back to the bush, didn't it?
It certainly did, you know, and again, you know, their only responsibility tonight was to vote for the rezoning, not to try to consider options that weren't even there. So, well, hey, we'll move on, and we'll have other opportunities. I just hope that this doesn't prevent economic opportunities for the developers, potential developers that may come to our city or who may reside in our city, because that's a mixed message, and hopefully we can sort through it and get back on our feet and continue to develop Wausau like we should be.
With this vote on the zoning change, is it safe to say the Quick Trip project at Bridge Street is dead?
I can't respond, you know, to the either the developer or Quick Trip, but it's a terrible message to send. They built two brand new stores already. Nobody's had any problem with either one of them, and all of a sudden, why is the third one a problem? And I guess in the days and weeks ahead, we'll try to sort that out and figure out how we could have done it differently.
Earlier in the day, you had a meeting with discussion on redeveloping the riverfront area. How'd that go?
It went very well. You know, they had a lot of, it was a very classy presentation. They went through a lot of not only changes potentially to the riverfront. They looked at the economic impact to various features that would be on the river, and they had a well-organized plan, and it was well-received. But again, it's recommendations, and hopefully we will take those recommendations to heart and move this project forward. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to be happening. The river, river that's in the culverts that will be opened up, and so you'll see two bridges down by the waterfront with a waterfall feature, which will again be attractors to our riverfront, which is underutilized at this point, and this is going to make that an attractor a facility, playing place that people can live, enjoy, and we can get it to a higher, better use, and we're working toward that end.
As you look at the riverfront development and you look at the zoning vote on the Quick Trip project, there was some discussion at this meeting tonight about businesses moving from one building to another building but leaving vacant property behind. Is that also a concern with riverfront development?
Well, you know, I think the developer, they pointed out that they were talking about, you know, office space down there. I'm not sure that's valid. We have an office building downtown. It's 70% full, and it's currently for sale. We've got 17 to 20% vacancy in office space in the entire city. That's a big number, and for anybody to come forward and say that, you know, we need more office space, I would kind of question that they've done their homework on that particular instance. You can go up and down 17th, you can go on the west side of Bridge Street, and you can see vacant properties all over. We need to assess what needs to be down on the riverfront and what makes sense. And they've suggested some condos, reasonably priced condos, $150,000 to $200,000. Also, maybe some apartments, so that everybody can kind of feature and look at the river, which is again underutilized, and we need to do a better job of that.